With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Several organizations and community members are working together to build a skate park at Hodag Park in Rhinelander. The skate park has been designed. Now the community is looking to raise $1.5 million to build it. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update.
Hunger Skate Park's designed a skate park for Rhinelander that's meant to cater to all skill levels, from its stairs and rails to the ledges, bowls, and flat surfaces. The 16,000-square-foot park is planned for the north end of Hodag Park. Ryan Berghammer is helping the Overit Group raise $1.5 million to build the state-of-the-art skate park.
A skate park is not only a place to do your sport, but it's a space that everybody can, you can kind of be yourself and be creative at your own pace.
Berghammer got involved with a skate park both because of his own experience with skateboarding and action sports, and because as a firefighter and EMS, he's seen firsthand the impact of mental health issues on kids and families in Rhinelander.
The group Overit really kind of hit me as that was their driving force of experience they had with their friends, and this need they felt to help them. So kind of put all that together, and that's why I got involved.
Overit President Anthony Gaudioso told Rhinelander City Council Monday that they've been seeing more kids and teens come out to meetings wanting to get involved.
We're continuing to find new ways to bring more younger people into this project and collaborate on some responsibility sharing and some real good role modelship.
Art Start has also been heavily involved in helping bring a skate park to Rhinelander. Melinda Childs is the Community Cultural Development Director at Art Start.
It taught us about this real strong link between the arts and mental and emotional health and well-being.
Art Start is hosting the Push for Connection fundraiser this Saturday from 11 to 2. There will be live music, a pop-up skate jam, and mental health resources available. They're also auctioning off skate decks transformed by local artists. You can learn more about the auction, Saturday's event, and find designs for the skate park at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Lightning is being blamed for several fires along the Oneida and Vilas County border. Arbobita Fire and Rescue says there were two major fires and at least four smaller lightning strikes Tuesday. The department says fire resources were severely taxed because of the close timing of the strikes. It credits the Wisconsin Mutual Aid Box Alarm System, or MABUS, with making sure everything was covered. Fire departments from across the Northwoods were called in to help. In Sugar Camp, a home off Cadillac Drive caught fire. Pine Lake Fire and Rescue was one of the departments to respond to that one. In a Facebook post, the department said firefighters were met with several challenges as water supply was an issue, with several tankers getting stuck as the condition of the road deteriorated with the storms moving through. In St. Germain, Waldman's Construction lost its paint and cabinet shop to a fire. Waldman's thanked local fire departments for keeping it contained to just that shop. The White Stag in Sugar Camp says a lightning strike caused a fire there as well. They're hoping the damage isn't too bad, and they can reopen this Friday. With fall approaching, hunting enthusiasts in Wisconsin are gearing up for the season. For those who maybe are trying hunting for the first time, Emily Isle, hunting and shooting sports specialist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, emphasized the importance of hunter safety.
The first thing we always recommend is to take a hunter safety course, and that is legally required for people to buy a hunting license in Wisconsin and go hunting independently. And hunter safety is a basic firearm safety class in a hunting context, so it's really step one.
Isle says to celebrate safety.
Safety is always number one. You can't have fun unless you're safe. And so I would definitely keep safety first and foremost, and it should be celebrated. Like a successful hunt is a safe hunt.
Isle also highlighted the importance of patience in hunting, whether for bow hunting, which begins Saturday, or the 9-day gun season in November.
I think also just getting out there and participating in the experience rather than, counting success as a harvest is really important too. The shot is just, a few minutes of that entire experience.
Known for its rich hunting history, Wisconsin consistently ranks in the top five nationwide for the number of hunters. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. A statewide coalition of parents, educators, and advocates in Michigan is launching a ballot measure that would raise more than $1 billion a year for public education. As Crystal Blair reports, if approved, the measure would require Michigan's top earners to pick up the tab.
If approved by voters in 2026, the Invest in Michigan Kids initiative would add a 5% surcharge on incomes above $1 million for couples and above $500,000 for single filers, aiming to fix disparities where billionaires now pay the same rate as teachers. Right now, Michigan ranks in the bottom 10 nationally for funding equity. Rachel Richards is with the Michigan League for Public Policy.
Recent research shows that there is a very significant gap between what we have been putting in and what is necessary in order to adequately educate our kids. We're talking billions of dollars in terms of that gap.
But not everyone is on board, including the Small Business Association of Michigan, arguing the plan could function as a business tax since many small firms file income through personal return, hurting their ability to reinvest, hire, and grow. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.